Why are you opposed to the carbon tax?
We are opposed to the imposition of a unilateral carbon pricing scheme, whether it's a carbon tax or an interest trading scheme, principally because it will put the Australian industry at a competitive disadvantage. Australia traditionally has had competitively priced energy relative to other countries, and we don't believe we should unnecessarily forego that advantage.
And do you support some action on climate change?
Yes, we do, but we think it should be through the process of through technology and efficiency gains rather than the imposition of a tax.
So I understand you and a number of other organisations implemented an advertising campaign earlier this year. What messages were they designed to convey, and what public response did you receive?
Well, very strong public response. We pointed out the issues surrounding competitiveness, how it would actually be detrimental to Australian companies and therefore jobs. So that was one of the messages. Another key message was that we still only represent a very small amount of total greenhouse emissions in the world, and what we do will make little difference. And indeed, if we close down certain industries and large emitters, that those emissions will just be exported to countries that have even less environmental regulations. I think the other message, of course, was that compared to other jurisdictions, this would actually be the world's largest carbon tax, and we did quite a bit of work comparing, in the advertisements, comparing the imposition of the Australian carbon tax versus the European impost, which exempts quite a lot of industries and is a lot less costly than the Australian approach.
Do you think that, I guess, going forward, as carbon policies evolve over time, that they are likely to be stricter?
Well, I actually think it's probably moving the other way, because if we compare ourselves to our competitors, they're not actually imposing any unilateral pricing regime. And for example, Brazil, USA, Canada, Japan, China, India, South Africa, there's no movement in those countries for the imposition of a carbon tax. So I actually think Europe's out on its own on this, and there's quite a strong view in Australia that we don't want to follow the European model of anything. It's a highly taxed and highly regulated continent, and I think we're seeing some of the impact.